I will praise the Lord at all times, even when the wind blows. I will constantly speak his praises. I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless take heart. Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt his name together. I prayed to the Lord and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. In my desperation I prayed, and the Lord listened. He saved me from all my troubles. For the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his godly people, for you who fear him will have all you need. Even strong young lions sometimes go hungry, but those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing. Come, my children, and listen to me, and I'll teach you to fear the Lord. Does anyone want to live a life that is long and prosperous? Then keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. His ears are open to their cries for help. But the Lord turns his face against those who do evil. He will erase their memory from the earth. The Lord hears his people when they call to him for help. He rescues them from their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. The righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time. For the Lord protects the bones of the righteous. Not one of them is broken. Calamity will surely overtake the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be punished. But the Lord will redeem those who serve him. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. It's not my normal practice to chuck away the Bible as soon as I can, but anyway, we're in a time of great awkwardness here with the wind. Okay, three things I want to quickly mention out of that psalm. Firstly, always praise. We can find that very hard, but that's what's stated at the beginning of that psalm. To always praise God. To praise means to speak highly of someone or to someone. And we see that on internet review sites. If you like a service, a cafe or a pub or a product, you can review it online and give it 5 stars and everybody will know that you think that that product is pretty good. When we do evangelism, what we're doing is recommending Jesus. We're saying to people that God is good and you need to give him a try. Taste and see that the Lord is good, it said in that psalm. When we're praying, we can exalt the name of God. You right there, dear? Okay. Oh, they're blowing away too. Kids are blowing away. Oh, it's all a bit of a struggle this morning. When we're praying, we've been at family cell group, we've been encouraging kids and adults to follow a pattern of prayer based on the acronym PRAY. That makes it easy to remember. A lot easier than that old Acts one we used to. Addition? Subtraction? No? Supplication? What is that? Pray. P. Praise. R. Repent. A. Ask. And Y. Yield. Why yield, you ask? And that's a good acronym, a good way to structure your prayer. So you start your prayer time with praise. And that's good. Tell God you love him. Tell him how wonderful he is. That's not for his sake, that's for your sake. And the thing I've noticed, if I'm feeling a bit, down in the dumps, a little bit discouraged, when I start praising God and, remembering who he is, and it lifts my spirit almost instantly. The psalmist goes on to say, don't boast about yourself, boast about God and his deeds. It's been really funny the last couple of, 18 months or so. This whole COVID thing has brought all these petty little premiers together in ways that you know. Most of the time you don't remember the name of the premier of your state because they're pretty irrelevant most of the time. But oh, those daily 11 a.m. press conferences. And the thing I've noticed is that sometimes some of them, Dan Andrews or Anastasia, they just get a little bit uppity. Oh, we're doing so much better job than Gladys. Oh, we've got zero COVID in our state. And the next day, as soon as they get a boastful spirit, the next day, there's an outbreak and it's all forgotten. Oh, we don't need to boast anymore because we've got the same problem. Oh, that's funny. The psalmist says, I'll boast only in the Lord. If you're going to boast about something, boast about God. Okay, so it's always praise. Next one is always pray. Verses 4-7. If you've got problems and everybody's got problems, take it to the Lord in prayer. We've been praying. Margaret's been praying for remarkable healings for everybody in hospital with COVID. And the thing about praying for remarkable healing is you can pray for remarkable speed of healing and remarkable extent. But there's more. You can pray for your business, for your job, for your money, family issues, whatever it is, bring it before the Lord in prayer. And you'll always be amazed at what God will do. One instance of that that stands out in my mind, well, actually there's a couple, but one was last year when we were coming out of that lockdown and Gladys was announcing who could do what, and it was like going into the lockdown, the pubs and the churches were sort of neck and neck in terms of the restrictions, but coming out she was going to let the pubs out and not the churches, and somebody said, what about churches? And she said, very mocking. We can't let the churches out of lockdown. We'd have to change 1,000 years of tradition, she said. And Margaret was very incensed that was a Friday afternoon. She was ropeable. And you don't want to see Margaret when she's ropeable. She was cranky. And about 2 o'clock? It was after lunch anyway. We got together and we prayed and we claimed that God would do something about that. That night, by 7 o'clock that evening, they'd changed their minds and churches were able to worship. It was amazing. That decision was reversed within hours because it was a wrong decision and it was an unrighteous decision and it was done with a mocking spirit. And I actually think that was the start of Gladys's downfall, that mocking of the churches. Last week we talked about Hebrews 4 and how God tells us to boldly, it says, Hebrews 4:16, let us boldly approach the throne of grace where we can find forgiveness of sins and help in our time of need. And we need to do that. We need to approach that throne always. So let's always pray. Let's always praise. Let's always pray. Let's always rejoice. In verse 8, he goes on to talk about how great is the joy of those who follow the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 says, rejoice always, pray constantly, give thanks in all circumstances. In Philippians, Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Christian people are meant to be people of great joy. That doesn't mean you put on a smiley face when your heart's breaking inside. No, it means you look beyond the situation that you're in. You look beyond the circumstances to a God who is in control. You look to a God who loves you and has a destiny for you, who has a plan for your life and wants good things for you. And we have a lot to celebrate. We can celebrate the fact that our sins have been forgiven, even before we knew about it. We can celebrate the fact that we've been adopted into God's family. We can celebrate that God is in control. We can celebrate that we have a destiny. If you read my text message this morning, what did it? Well, I can't remember what the picture said. What I said was, where are you heading to? It was something about destiny, wasn't it? We're headed to. And and Simon said he was headed to Come By Chance. And I said, no, it's Come By Destiny, not Come By Chance. They should name the town, change the name of that town. So always rejoice. Be happy, even when things aren't good. One of the things that we discovered, we've been through some pretty dark times. Who's got their phone out sending me a text message? Timothy? And? Yeah, you should be listening. Not... Anyway, your sins will find you out. One of the things that we've learnt is, you know, we've been through some pretty dark times over the last few years, but we have noticed that in the darkest of times, there's always little glimmers of hope, little senses, little signs of God's presence with you. And even when you're going through the valley of the shadow of death, you can see that God is with you. It says something like that in Psalm 23. To rejoice means I choose to focus on God and I will not let the world pull me down. I will not let Satan lie to me. I will hold on to the truth that God is good and God is with me and God is in control and he has got this. Whatever the this is, no matter how big the this is, and I will choose to rejoice and I'll choose to look to God. So always praise, always pray, always rejoice. Let's do that now. Lord, we make a decision today that we will choose to praise you. Lord, we will choose to seek you and we will choose to rejoice in you. I thank you, Lord, that you are bigger than our situations. You are bigger than any problem that we can imagine. And Lord, you are a God who loves us. And even the darkest of things, you can turn around for good. Lord, I remember in, I think it's Genesis 50, 49 and 50, when Joseph confronts his brothers, they tried to kill him. And he said, you intended this for evil, but God intended it for good. Lord, you pull victory out of the fire all the time, Lord. And Satan just can't get the victory. Lord, help us to remember that, to not listen to the lies of the evil one, but always listen to the truth of you, the truth from you, and to know that you have won the victory. Lord, may we be a people who rejoice. May we be a people that pray. May we be people that praise you in every situation, Lord. Amen.